WHDD Robin Hood Radio. I'm Jonathan H., and welcome to the School of Jazz. This is program number 7, and this is where we play you some of the classic performances in jazz from the 1950s until present time. And tonight we're going to play you some of the great performances from the 1970s. And we're going to start out with the great Chick Corea from his second recording for ECM with the group Return to Forever, and this is the CD Light as a Feather, and we're going to hear the piece by Chick, Spain. Chick Corea on electric piano, Joe Farrell on tenor sax and flute, Stanley Clark on bass, Ayerto Morera, drums and percussion, and Flora Purim, vocals and percussion. As you listen to this, you'll see no one had created jazz of this character at that time. It was truly an innovative breakthrough, so take a listen to this, Chick Corea and Return to Forever.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that is some excellent, excellent guitar playing. That was Pat Martino on guitar from his CD, Exit, and that is my favorite CD by him. And you heard the tune, Exit, and that was Pat Martino on guitar, Gil Goldstein on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Billy Hart drums. And that was from February 1976. One of the great guitar players of the 70s. And also from the 70s, you heard Weather Report from their CD, Heavy Weather. And you heard their popular tune, Birdland. And that was Joe Zwavenuhl on piano, Wayne Shorter soprano and tenor saxophone, Jaco Pastorius bass, Alex Acuna drums, and Manola Bordrino tambourine. And before that, you heard from the pianist Keith Jarrett from his solo ECM recording, The Cone Concerts. This was a very, very popular performance and sold many records, which really put Keith and ECM into the limelight at that time, which was January 19th. You're listening to Robin Hood Radio, WHDD, and this is Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing and you'd like to support our station and help support current programming and bring about additional national public radio, Public Radio International, American Public Media, and regional and local programming to WHDD, you can make a tax-deductible donation. If you wish to do so, you can go to robinhoodradio.com and you'll see a section on donations and you can make your donation right there. Or if you prefer to send a check, make your check payable to Tri-State Public Communications Incorporated. That's Tri-State Public Communications Incorporated. And you can send that to WHDD 67 Main Street, Sharon, Connecticut 06069. Put down on the memo line of the check what particular program you're supporting. And all of your donations are fully tax deductible. All right, so let's get back to the music, and we're going to hear the great George Benson on guitar from his album CD, Beyond the Blue Horizon. And we're going to hear his rendition of So What. This features George Benson on guitar, Clarence Palmer organ, Ron Carter bass, Jack DeJohnette drums, Michael Cameron and Albert Nicholson percussion. Again, a stellar lineup, and this was recorded in February 1971. As you listen, note the guitar solo by George Benson, one of the great solos in the history of jazz guitar. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I'm Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. All right, let's listen to something from the 1970s with Larry Coryell on guitar from his CD, Coming Home. And it features Larry Coryell on guitar, Albert Daly piano, George Mraz bass, and Billy Hart drums. We're going to hear Good Citizen Swallow. Pay particular attention to the solos by the piano player Albert Daly, who is one of my favorites, and Larry Coryell, beautifully done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, that was Pat Metheny with his CD, Bright Size Life. And that was Pat on guitar, Jaco Pastorius on bass, Bob Moses on drums, and you heard the tune, Bright Size Life. And that's from 1976, ECM Records. Very 70s. And before that, you heard from Woody Shaw, the trumpet player, from his well-known and best album, Rosewood, and you heard the tune Rosewood, and that was Woody on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, and other personnel too numerous to mention. Beautifully done. And just before that, you heard from Joe Pass from his CD Virtuoso, and that was Joe on solo guitar, and he played Night and Day. And that was recorded in November of 1973. Well, you're listening to WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and this is Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. All right, now I'm going to play you one of my favorite CDs from the 1970s by a trumpet player named Kenny Wheeler, brilliant player, and it's from his CD, New High, G-N-U High. And it features Keith Jarrett on piano, Dave Holland bass, and Jack DeJohnette drums. These very musicians were a key to the music that was developed by ECM during the 70s. You're about to hear a performance that was very original and very fresh way back in the 70s and still is today. So give a listen to Kenny Wheeler's New High.
Thank you. Thank you.
right. And that was from the great guitarist John McLaughlin. And that was from a compilation CD, The Essential John McLaughlin. And that was the tune, Do You Hear the Voices You Left Behind? And that was John McLaughlin on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, Chick Corea electric piano, and Jack DeJohnette drums. What a lineup. You're listening to WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I'm Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. All right, well, we're just about out of time here, but I'm going to play you a snippet to end us off here, and I'm going to have to fade it out at the end, but at least you'll get a taste of it, of Billy Cobin from his 2-CD set, The Anthology, and you're going to hear all 4-1. The music you're about to hear represents the fusion of both jazz and rock, and as you heard from many of the pieces I played for you, this was prominent in the 70s. And this performance symbolizes a lot of what went on during that time period. Billy is one of the most energetic and steamrolling drummers I have ever heard, so take a listen to this and you'll see what I mean.